Can you turn my headphones up a little?
Right.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
Now, to start today's Kiss Breakfast podcast, I came up with a great idea, and that is to give you some interesting facts you might not know about the new president of the United States.
Oh, cool, okay.
That's Obama, his name is. Interesting fact, did you know that?
Yes, he's Barack Hussein Obama, actually.
Yeah. Right, here comes some more interesting facts you might not know about President Obama. Also, because of rights issues, we can't play the US national anthem right now on podcasts. I don't know. So if you wouldn't mind, while you're listening to this, just sing it along. Sing along at home to the US national anthem whilst listening, and that completes the feature. Here we go. Did you know that Obama was born on August the 4th, 1961, making him a Leo?
I didn't know that.
Did you know he was born in Hawaii?
I did know that, actually, yes.
Did you know that Obama is a distant cousin of Brad Pitt?
That's not true, is it?
No, it is. He actually is a distant cousin
of
Brad Pitt. Yeah, do your research.
Seriously?
Did you know that his daughters thinks their dad talks too much?
No, I didn't know that.
Did you know that Obama tried cannabis, cocaine and booze when he was at school?
Good of him to admit it.
Did you know that he's already penned a memoir of his life?
No.
Did you know that in September alone, he raised a record £95 million worth of donations?
No.
Did you know that Obama sells souvenirs at barackobama.com?
He doesn't. Does he?
Yeah.
Really?
Did you know that he's called himself in the past a skinny kid with a funny name?
Aww.
And did you know that his middle name, Hussein, as you said, raised eyebrows in the US?
Yeah, huge shock there.
There you go. Some interesting facts.
Right, who called Hussein, boy? Who called Hussein? Are you an Arab?
Hey, look, leave George W. Bush out. There you go. Some interesting facts. You can share those with your friends when you're next out at the cafeteria or pub.
I am allowed to say how delighted I am now, aren't I?
I don't see why not.
Stop now. So
yeah,
I actually squealed. I was so excited.
Yeah, it's a good result all round.
It's a great result.
And also, McCain's 112 years old. There's chances are he wouldn't have lasted very long.
Well, no one would have been able to sort of give him any sudden shocks. I mean, you wouldn't want to creep up on him because
exactly.
He might sort of jump and then hit the button that like fires the nuclear warheads and stuff.
So, exactly. Yeah. And if some sort of war broke out, he might have a heart attack and you know, perish. And we don't want that. So McCain can go off to his little home or wherever he's going, and Obama can look after things.
I did very much enjoy Paris Hilton's take on voting, though, because when asked who she was supporting, she said Barack Obama and Sarah Palin, not quite realising that they're on opposing parties. So I'm guessing her vote ended up being null and void. I don't know.
But, Paris.
Bless her.
But I'm starting to grow a fondness for Paris Hilton. I used to absolutely hate her.
I kind of like her in a sort of ironic way. Mm. Although I still enjoyed her death in House of Wax. Not obviously real death or on screen death.
You wouldn't enjoy a real death, but it's nice.
Because it was quite funny.
Well, yeah. And she's just becoming more attractive by the day. She's putting on a bit of weight, which is good. And she's not.
That's it, actually. You're right. Yeah, she does look better with a bit of flesh on her bones.
Unfortunately, she's apparently working on a second album, so there's...
No, I want her to stop doing that, please.
There's a chance she will annoy us again.
If she sings, she can go away. If she keeps doing funny parodies of herself on YouTube, she's okay with me.
I can't believe you just said, if she sings, she can go away. This is the podcast. What do you really think, Caroline Cook?
If she sings, I hope she f***ing f***s into f***ed of fiery hell and brimstone and her old nose grows back.
You put that in such a polite way, but the bleeps will make it sound really harsh.
Yeah.
This is Matt and Caroline. It's the Kiss 101 Breakfast Podcast.
Yay!
Ooh, episode 16?
I don't know. I lose count every week.
It's another podcast for you. This is the latest one.
I think it's 16.
We're nice and topical because Obama is literally the new president. We've been talking about it, so everyone knows.
Seriously, though, doesn't it feel like really cool to be part of something so historical?
We are, and now this podcast is as well because we're talking about him. So it's made the podcast as historical almost as the election itself.
You did make a really good point there the other day that possibly one of the reasons that he has come to power is not just the newfound political nous of the US public, but probably because there was a black president on 24. You're actually probably quite right.
There was. And everyone just assumes it's President Palmer back from the dead from 24 running the country. But that's Americans for you, bless them.
But do you know what? Whatever the reason, I'm just so glad he's in.
Hell yeah. Let's move on. What's coming up in today's Kiss Breakfast Podcast?
Okay, today we have surprising Brit Awards gossip. We've got movie reviews from us and you on Quantum of Solace, Kiss Breakfast Health Clinic today, and you can find out what my truly disgusting habit is, plus a bit of gig news for you, and Matt goes back to nursery school.
To entertain themselves on the campaign trail, Barack Obama's girls brought water pistols with them to play with.
Aww.
Here's your first Kiss Breakfast highlight.
Kiss 101.
Right, so the Brit Awards are back in February. I can't believe we're talking about the Brit Awards. They keep making the headlines, and they're not for months yet. So we've got Christmas to get through first.
And Bonfire Night.
Oh, yeah, and Bonfire Night. I saw loads of fireworks.
I know.
On Saturday
night.
It was pouring down with rain on Saturday night. There were fireworks everywhere. It's like, hang on.
I know. My friend had like a fireworks party.
Why? Like, it's not fireworks night.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Maybe they kind of combined Halloween and bonfire. I don't know. So.
No, they're separate events. Anyway, this Brit Awards this time around going to be presented by James Corden and Matthew Horne, which should be good. I'm surprised they didn't get Russell Brand in again. So you can watch it on ITV next February when it's on from Earl's Court, as ever. And probably once again, it'll be a big build up and we'll be like, oh, I can't wait for the Brits. It's going to be exciting. And then on the night, it'll be awful. But the Lifetime Achievement Award, originally they were planning to give it to Simon Cowell, like they did for the TV Awards.
What a licky, licky brown nose. Yeah.
But they've changed their minds and they've decided, actually, we should give it to an artist. Because that's how it works. And getting it. And I personally think they're deserved. I'm not a huge fan of their work. Pet Shop Boys are going to get the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Apparently,
they haven't done anything for 10 years, but they're going to get the Lifetime...
The Pet Shop Boys!
They've had, like, 22 top 10 hits or something.
Wow, well, that told me.
You know, West End Girls. Who can forget that?
Yeah, it was very big in the 80s. Yeah?
Well, that's why they're getting Lifetime Achievement while they're still around. Do you know what I mean? They're still going, apparently. I'm still apparently releasing singles.
I remember that peculiar collaboration with the AbFab ladies, Joanna Lumley and... Jennifer Saunders.
Oh, God.
That was strange. Yeah.
What was that called?
Absolutely Fabulous, I think.
It was just absolutely fabulous. It was like a reworking of the theme tune,
wasn't it?
It was
really weird.
That was odd. And then also the Neil Tennant from the Pet Shop Boys did No Regrets with Robbie Williams, didn't he?
Yes, he did, which is actually a very good track. Yeah.
But the actual Pet Shop Boys themselves, I don't think they've had any hits for a few years now, have they?
No.
Anyway, there you go. So next year's Brit Awards. I know that was worth waiting for, wasn't it?
It really was.
It was worth waiting for because you had to wait 6 minutes to find out. And I can now reveal it's going to be the Pet Shop Boys. Oh, yeah.
Well, West End Girls, that's all I can say.
Oh, West End. We're trying to think of other titles for their songs and I can't actually remember any of them.
Shopping. Someone called Shopping.
No, don't remember it. Go West! How could I forget Go West?
I hate that song.
Now, let's move on. Otherwise, we're just going to sit here reeling off...
Naming Pet Shop Boys tunes.
It's not really very cool, is it?
I once went out with someone who...
was in the Pet Shop Boys?
No, but they came home and went, oh, I bought the Pet Shop Boys, like, double album or something. I dumped them immediately.
Understandable.
I was just like, oh my God, I'm scared.
Kiss 101.
Amy's in the house, yo-yo.
Yo-yo!
Oh, hang on. Let's work out.
Let's forget.
No, you've got a different microphone, that's
yo,
why.
Yo-yo!
What's that? What's wrong with your normal one?
I don't know. This one was just put here for me.
Oh, that's a nicer one, actually. It looks pretty.
Did a ghost put it there?
Maybe. From Halloween. Maybe it was
We've not gone trapped in the studio, have we?
Yeah.
So go and fetch the packs.
What, like the Ghostbusters?
Yeah, we need proton packs,
proton
obviously.
Okay.
Mm. But don't cross the streams! Do not cross the streams.
Today, we're all a little bit odd today. Have you noticed? If you've been listening since
perfectly normal.
Amy from News here. Now, this weekend, it was the biggest movie release of the year. Why does it need that?
I don't know.
James Bond.
She built it up so much.
That's true. It was Quantum of Solace, came out at the weekend. And both of you went to see it.
Yes, we did.
So I need to know, because I'm useless when it comes to films. I'm one of these people who...
I was going to say, you're not going to go to the cinema. Well, I had to frog march you last time to go and see Casino Royale, so...
Yeah, I did go. I'm one of these people that I get excited about movies when I see the previews and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go and see that. Mm. Then it's out of the cinema and I forget. And then I think, oh, it's come out on DVD, I'll hire it. And then I forget. Yeah. And then it goes on to Sky Box Office and I'm like, oh, I forget. And then it goes on to Sky and I forget. And then about 4 years down the line when it's in the bargain bin of Woolworths, that's when I might actually... and watch the film.
It's all in all, finger on the pulse.
I'm a bit late. Although I did catch Saw at the weekend. Not the new one, Saw 4.
Saw 4.
The one from last year. Well, it appeared on Sky, so I thought I'd watch it. By the way,
is that any good?
If you're a fan of the Saw series, it's the worst one of the five.
I fell asleep in 3, so I thought this doesn't bode well. Because 1 and 2 were really good, and then 3 was rubbish.
I liked 3. I liked all the first 3. The fourth one, which I watched the weekend, I liked, but it wasn't as good. It's a typical, you know how series of films often they get progressively worse.
Yeah, they just kick the arse out of the franchise and get bored.
Although
I
liked it, it just wasn't as good as the others, and I've got a feeling that the fifth one is probably the same. I'll probably get around to watching the fifth one in a couple of years, so I'll let you know.
No doubt.
I'll give you a review of it in 2010. But let's talk Quantum of Solace. First up, Caro.
Amazing. I loved it. Yeah. People have asked me, is it as good as Casino Royale? I'd say Casino Royale is marginally, just ever so slightly, like, you know, a millimetre better. But it's still really good. If you put them on the scale of like which one's better, that's about how much you could say it was better.
A millimetre.
Yeah. But it's almost as good. It's very, very action packed. There's lots of car chases and speedboat chases and
aeroplane chases,
and it's really, really good. Gorgeous Bond girls.
Speedboat chases in every single Bond movie. Is that standard for Bond movies?
Yeah,
you have to have a speedboat chase.
Yeah. And obviously lots of running from balcony to balcony and hitting yourself on things and stuff. So it's very, very exciting. Lots of lovely locations as well. Great story. It really follows on from the one before. So I'd suggest if you haven't seen Casino Royale, you need to rent it and watch that. Also because it's amazing, so it's worth doing that anyway. But you won't really know what's going on in this one, I don't think, if you haven't seen Casino Royale.
Amy, do you agree with Caroline Cook?
Yeah, I loved it. Although I haven't seen Casino Royale for ages. I did see it when I was in the cinema, but I kind of forgot what happened in that.
Yeah, we said that. We need to go back and watch that again. Yeah.
So that was the only thing. I'd say watch it before going to see it, just because I was a little bit confused, like, who's that, what's that, where they're going. But by the end of it, you kind of get the gist.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really good. Although, I've got to say, everyone's been going on about Gemma Arterton.
She didn't get much to do, to be fair. She was just a bit of skirt, wasn't she?
Yeah. And, I mean, I won't say much, because I don't want to reveal what happens, but... I wasn't that impressed.
The papers have all said it. She meets a rather sticky end. As sticky as the clue, though.
No, don't ruin it!
All the papers have already revealed that already, unfortunately. But I'm not going to say how. But she's not on screen for long. So
really?
You kind of get it. Yeah, she's just there to sort of like, you know, be a bit of eye candy. Bond gets to sleep with her, and she's used to trip up a baddie. That's about it, really.
The other one, Olga, is
she's
hot.
Great. She's really good. Yeah. She does vulnerable and traumatised sort of revenge seeker really, really well. Yeah. I think. Yeah,
is John Cleese back?
No, he's not. No, he wasn't in the last one.
No, I know. I want them to bring him back. He was M, wasn't he?
Yeah, but
I miss him.
He wasn't M, he was Q. M is Judi Dench.
Oh, M is Judi Dench. Still in it. These bloody letters. Yeah. I miss him.
It was all right with the whole Pierce Brosnan. It was okay. It was all very entertaining, but I like this more realistic Bond. I enjoy that.
I do, yeah.
And they keep whinging about, there's not enough jokes. It's like, it's an action film. How many jokes do you want, for goodness sake?
In a movie review star way, if you've got 5 stars to give, how many stars would you give to The Quantum of Solace, Caroline Cook?
I would give 4.
4 stars. Mm-hmm. So not perfection, but good.
But I would give 5 to Casino Royale, so I think that's sort of 4.5 maybe even.
You can't give halves.
All right, 4 then.
Amy, how many stars would you give it?
I would also give 4, Bob.
Okay, so the official the official rating for Quantum of Solace is 4. You'd be pleased to know most people hitting us up on the text this morning agree with you about Bond. It's getting like a 4-star review for most people.
Amy and I were also just discussing, because there've been some critics whinging about the quality of the villain, and we both thought he was really creepy and, like, you know, sufficiently horrible. So.
And apparently, I've not seen it, he's Ian Beale, is that right?
he reminded us a bit of Ian Beale, French Ian Beale.
Right, I thought it was actually Adam Woodjatt in Bond. That would be quite odd.
A villain who snots when he cries. Yeah.
Best kind of villain, surely.
We were just discussing, we still don't know why he's still in EastEnders, because he's so mingy. He really is. It's horrible.
Why have they kept Ian Beale in EastEnders for so many years?
He is, like, if you have to think of, like, the worst person you could possibly sleep with, he's definitely top of my list of, like, vile people you'd just rather, you know, poke sticks in your eyes and sleep with, definitely.
But I'm sure in real life he's a lovely man.
He's a very pleasant, lovely personality and all that, but...
Keith Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
Is it really so hard to believe?
The podcast.
Would you like another fact about President Obama?
Yeah, go on then.
Did you know that President Obama supports West Ham United?
Does he?
Yeah, fact.
Really?
He supports West Ham. He actually tries to watch their matches whenever he can. He began supporting them on a visit to relatives in Kent 6 years ago, and now he tries to keep up to date with soccer.
Bless him. Mm.
This is Matt and Caroline. It's the Kiss Breakfast podcast, interlaced today with Barack Obama facts.
Yes.
You know, because I've got them here.
And it just shows our appreciation for him, so.
Well done, Barack Obama. Yes. Let's give him a cricketer's round of applause.
Well, he might be playing some cricket now. If he's already embraced soccer, he might embrace cricket as well instead of baseball.
That's true.
To support the special relationship, in inverted commas, between our countries.
Time for a celebratory gargle, just for Obama.
Okay. And the spit on the floor. That's nice.
Good. Why can't I do that anymore? Do you know, when I was a kid, I used to be able to gargle for hours on end, right? And now, as soon as I try, I end up either wanting to throw up or it all just pouring out of my mouth like it did them.
Maybe your gag reflex has increased over the years, I don't know.
Do you know, a fun game me and my mates used to play, fun game, try it at home, kids, is downing as many pints of water as you can in as short a time as possible.
Isn't that quite dangerous?
I don't know, is it? We used to do it all the time. It's because we were too young to drink alcohol. So we'd just drink, we'd get pint glasses, fill them with water, and we'd just drink as many as we could in the space of a few minutes. I don't know.
See, with water, not so much, but I could probably down some Coca-Cola or something like that pretty quickly.
No, because that's fizzy. Anything carbonated is harder to down.
Or maybe squash then. Anything sort of sweet, I could probably drain that pretty quickly.
Yeah, squash you could down.
Maybe we should have a squash contest.
Have we got any?
We could steal some.
There's bound to be some in the kitchen. Go and make some now. I'll get into the next part, and when you come back after the next highlight clip, we'll have a squash pint drinking competition. Get big glasses, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
We got big glasses, and we'll down them as quick. Whoever downs it the quickest is the winner.
Okay.
And gets the prize of
that loo roll there.
The toilet roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Go and get the glasses and the squash.
Okay.
We'll have our big squash drinking competition after you enjoy something else from the last 7 days of Kiss Breakfast. Kiss 101. I need some help from you today. It's a bit diagnosis. The last few days, ever since probably Friday, my nose has been really painful, like when I rub it. And I especially in the summer when I get hay fever, but throughout the year, I'm one of these people in my sleep will just rub my nose really violently.
Yeah.
And I do it a lot. And I think I've been doing that. And now my nose has gone all red. Come and have a look. I'll go under the light.
Hello.
Look at my nose. Look how red it's gone. Can you see? Around there, it's all gone red.
Yeah.
Around
there. You seem to have, like, actually... I think you've actually grazed it almost.
You think it's like a...
Yeah, you've rubbed it so hard you've like taken a first layer of skin off.
It's been hurting, it's been sore.
Yeah.
But it's inside. It feels like it's bruised almost. And it's been feeling like that since like Friday, Saturday. And then all of a sudden it's gone all red and I was worried that a massive boil or a spot was coming up. But I think I've just like bruised it or something.
I think it's a combination of... It's probably a little bit inflamed in the inside just because you've probably got, you know, a bit of a cold or sinusitis or something. And you've rubbed it too hard on the outside so you've taken a few layers of skin off.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
How do I fix it? I've gone with one of your old tips. I put some tea tree on it. Is it tea tree?
I
put that on it a few nights ago, but it doesn't seem to have done much.
You might, it's because it's a little bit swollen. You might need to actually put some ice on it and try and bring the swelling down a bit.
Oh, you think? Because it is quite warm.
And then try some, when you've done all of that, put some lemon juice on it as well.
So I've done the tea tree. The ice.
Yeah, or cold pack or something.
To cool it down. Mm. And then some, what, lemon juice?
There's lemon juice,
What does lemon juice do?
That'll help just dry it out if there's any pus threatening in there, so...
Oh, really?
Mm.
So ice,
hopefully stop the
lemon
boil.
Juice, and then hopefully it'll go down. Because at the moment, I feel like I've got... You know how in the middle of
maybe
winter...
Maybe put some TCP on it as well.
TCP?
It's a bit antiseptic.
Okay,
yeah.
So ice, lemon juice, TCP, in that order?
Either, really. You can put the TCP on before you put the cold back on. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Nice. Right, okay, gotcha. There you go.
Try that.
It's morning surgery with Caroline Kirk.
I love spot stuff. I'm quite disgusting. I actually like popping other people's spots.
Oh, my missus is like that. I've never understood that's a girl thing.
I am minging, and I know I'm minging, and I do it like full on. Sort of, you know, proper operation. I sterilise a needle and I like properly popping it and squeezing it out.
It's a girl. Blokes wouldn't know.
Some of my girlfriends think I'm gross. It's not just a girl thing. I'm just disgusting.
But I think predominantly girls for some reason like popping spots more than boys.
It's so satisfying.
No, it's nasty. Ooh. Anyway, thank you for your helpful advice. There's no spots. They can't see any spots. That's the thing. It's just a red mark.
Now, well, hopefully you can calm it down before a big boil goes.
But it hurts, Caroline.
I know it does. You could have a little lie down later.
Identify yourself.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
It's time, Caroline Cook, for another Matt Rogers fascinating fact about Obama. President Barack Obama.
Hit me.
Okay. Actually, I don't want to hit...
No, not actually.
Before announcing he was to run for president, Barack Obama began another campaign to quit ciggies. It is Matt and Caroline, the Kiss Breakfast podcast. We think it's episode 16, and neither of us have been asked to check, so if it's not, sorry, but we're pretty sure it's 16. Welcome along. Hello there. Now it's time for the highly anticipated, over the last 5 minutes or so, squash drinking competition.
Yes.
This is following on from something I used to do as a kid. We used to just have drinking competitions, but obviously not with anything alcoholic, so I was young. It was water. Me and my mates used to drink as much water as we could. It was fun. And presumably it was good for you, because water's good for you.
Yeah, it is possible to drown yourself if you drink too much.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you can like drown your brain.
Oh, okay.
But drinking a couple of pints of water a day is probably very good for you.
Don't try it at home, kids, then.
Although I do believe if you just drink it too quickly, my friend is a scientist and she said if you down stuff too quickly, actually it flushes straight out of you and you can't get all the nutrients. It's best to sip things.
Oh, really?
Mm. So she told me.
So when you have your pints of water a day, you should sip it rather than...
Sip it throughout the day, yes.
Ah, interesting. Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
Clear the airwaves.
Okay.
And we each have a full pint of squash. Let's see who can drink it the fastest. No, okay. No pouring it on the floor now.
All right. All right. Not too.
In 3, 2, 1. I win. Look at that, he's still going. Yeah!
Oh. Actually, I was quite thirsty. It was quite nice.
I was, wasn't very strong. You didn't put much squash in there.
I didn't because it wasn't our squash. I felt bad.
Who cares? Mm. We'll be gone by the time and someone else comes along and says, I've been drinking my squash.
True. Actually, I'm going to Yorkshire. I won't be around at all tomorrow.
Actually, yeah. Cara's off on our little mini break.
I just blame it on you. I've got to go hiking tomorrow and I think it's going to rain.
Really?
And I'm already sore because I went to the gym for the first time yesterday and I'm not used to gym, so well, I'm walking around like I'm pregnant right now. So.
But you're not. Although by the end of the weekend, it is a romantic...
Stop it! Don't even joke about it. No, wrong. Stop it.
She's off to visit the set of Emmerdale. Yeah?
Yes,
yeah?
Obviously.
Got to visit the set of Emmerdale. Give
no,
my regards.
I am indeed going to the Yorkshire Dales. I've always wanted to go. I don't know why. I've never been and I fancied exploring it.
Please go to Emmerdale. Please, because you're going to be there.
But there's so many other dales to visit. That's the thing.
Yeah, but the Emmerdale is the best one because it's there. It's actually there. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Go and have a look.
That's not real, though, is it?
It's there, though. I mean, it's not actual real because it's a set, but
what
you can
dale
go.
Is it really? Is there another dale that the Emmerdale is representing?
Well, no, it's Emmerdale.
Because there's a Wensleydale, isn't there?
Well, that's where they make cheese. Yeah. It's Emmerdale.
I think there's a Yoredale.
It's no, I don't own any dales.
I'm going to see waterfalls, I know that. There's lots of beautiful waterfalls, apparently. So.
I'm sure most of them are in Emmerdale. Go to Emmerdale, please.
I can tell you one of the waterfalls was in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Really?
Yes.
But that's still not as cool as Emmerdale. Still not as cool as Emmerdale. Robin Hood, whatever. It's
okay,
all about the Emmerdale.
Okay, fine. I'll go to Emmerdale.
Good girl. Right, so the result of the squash drinking competition, I win. Hooray. Here comes some more highlights from the past 7 days on Kiss 101 Breakfast. Enjoy.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
Exciting Dizzy Rascal news for you. I've been looking recently at gigs coming up.
Yeah.
And obviously everyone's banging on about Take That. You know, new gig, concert, stadium tour.
My friends are so excited.
Blah, blah.
Do you want a car? I'm like, no, I'd rather put sticks in my eyes, thank you. Yeah.
And I read yesterday, Leona Lewis is not going to be touring anytime soon because she's working on a new album.
Right.
Which surprises me a little bit because you think right now it'd be a good time for her to tour, but no. But I have just seen, coming to the Cardiff International Arena next April, tickets go on sale this Friday. Dizzy Rascal is the support act.
Oh, really?
For The Prodigy. Yeah.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
I want to go there. When?
Let me tell you. This is like hot off the press. Prodigy, it's the Invaders Must Die tour, and it's Sunday, April 5th at the Cardiff International Arena. That's going to be brilliant.
I want to go to that.
That'll be amazing. So forget about getting excited about Take That, right?
Will you come with me if I go to Prodigy?
I'd go.
Yay!
The Prodigy frightened me a little bit, in all honesty. They always have. They've always scared me a little
Keith's
bit.
Oh, Keith's a pussycat, really, I think.
That's the thing. I've seen interviews with him.
They look a bit mental, and they're kind of funny coloured contact lenses, but they're not like that.
That's
really
it. You see videos for Firestart and Breathe and No Good and all that, and the video's quite frightening and they're quite full on, and then you see them interviewed.
Boys.
And they're like, you're just little boys, really.
I love the videos. I love that dark dirtiness. It's great.
Some of their records are just legendary, and you'll be able to see them performed at the Cardiff International Arena.
Oh, that is just wicked.
Isn't that good? And Dizzy Rascal support act. You can't
great.
Get much better. So there you go. If you're a fan of The Prodigy, or indeed Dizzy Rascal, if you fancy a big night out next April, something to look forward to, mark it in your diary. Sunday, April 5th. Tickets go on sale 9:30 on Friday morning. All right, so make sure you listen Friday morning. We'll give you more details as to how you get tickets. Something to look forward to for next April.
Brilliant.
There you go. That'll cheer you up if you're depressed of everyone banging on about Take That all the time. something slightly different, slightly left field to Take That.
I like it.
Kind of couldn't get more opposite if you tried.
That'd be really interesting to see what they do live. So I've never seen them live, so...
I reckon they would be...
Because it's like when I went to see Massive Attack, and I didn't know what I was going to get with them because they're kind of quite dancey, quite quirky. And they did like loads of percussion and like really cool live electric cellos.
Well, a lot of the dance acts, they bring in so much extra
Sheen,
stuff.
Incredible live. They do that as well. They bring in like lots more instruments and things like that. It's wicked.
Awesome. So there you go. April next year, Prodigy live at the Cardiff International Arena. That'll be hot.
Kiss 101.
You know Caro loves a big Merry Christmas at the end of any texts that we get. Make sure you wish her a Merry Christmas.
In December? I love that a lot.
No, you love it on the 5th of November.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Remember the 5th. What's going on today? I've got to remember.
Night.
Is that today?
Oh, God.
I just realised the saying is remember the 5th of November, isn't it?
Yes.
But I didn't remember.
Do you know the rest of it, though?
Remember the 5th of November.
Yeah, gunpowder, treason and plot.
What? No, I've never heard that. Gunpowder,
you
what?
You know Bonfire Night's supposed to be about Guy Fawkes.
Yeah.
And he had a plot to blow up the House of Parliament, basically. We got caught, which is why we still do Bonfire Night.
But that bit you just said then doesn't even rhyme. That's rubbish.
Gunpowder, treason, and plot. But that's how it goes. That's the rhyme. Crap. Is that a rhyme?
Remember.
I didn't make it up. It was hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, but the beginning bit, that's why I don't know it, because the end bit is rubbish. The beginning bit's really clever.
Well, that's how it goes.
Remember the 5th of November.
Gunpowder, treason, and plot. Not all poems rhyme.
I've never heard that bit at the end. Are you making it up?
No, I'm really not, honestly.
Are you sure it's not remember the 5th of November because it's bonfire night or something like that?
Yeah, yes, it's that, yeah.
So is it actually bonfire night tonight then?
Yes, it is bonfire night.
I didn't realise. Hello to you if you're making a big bonfire. Bonfire tonight. Oh, no, I honestly didn't realise it's bonfire night tonight. So is it fireworks night tonight? No, that's another night. When's that?
No, it's the same thing.
Is it?
Teaching you at school must have been a bundle of laughs. Yeah. Probably like came out the next day having no recollection of what you'd done the day previously.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
Final President Obama fact for you, Caroline. You ready?
Okay.
He has promised his daughters, Malia and Sasha, a puppy when they get to the White House, which you may already know.
I was just reading that. Yeah.
But Boyle Sports are offering 66 to 1 odds that they name their puppy Palin. 66 to 1 isn't actually that much for that. You'd think it'd be more.
And then put lipstick on it.
Lipstick on the puppy. No, because that's almost animal cruelty.
I know, but did you not hear the whole stuff with the pit bull with lipstick? That's what people have been calling Sarah Palin.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Now, see, I'm not a massive...
But I think, to be fair, she did say that about herself. She was taking the mix.
That's right. Because although I'm not a massive fan, that's a bit of a harsh thing to say.
I think it's quite fair, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
If you've heard some of the things that comes out of her mouth, you probably, yeah.
All right, without repeating them and getting ourselves into all sorts of libel issues.
I can't, actually. I really can't. I would indeed get us into libel issues.
I tell you what, this week, because Caroline, you're quite facted up. Is that a word, facted up?
It should be. Yeah. If it's not, it should be.
Caro's quite facted up on the elections and the politics and all
not
that.
Not very. I really still don't understand the American political system. I tried, but it won't go in. Politics is my total weak spot.
During the records we play on the breakfast show on Kiss, some of the things Caroline's come out with, which I'm sure are true, but if we said them on the radio, blimey, O'Reilly.
I have become au fait with some of the issues, let's say, but I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to say on that one.
Probably not. Yeah. Not even on a podcast.
I mean, I can tell you that Sarah Palin is pro-life, pro-guns, and pro-hunting. There you go.
That's true. That doesn't involve bleeps or anything.
No.
But if I said Sarah Palin...
That would be, not allowed at all.
Unfortunately not. No. What are you going to do? Because that would get us into trouble.
It would get us into trouble. There'd be lawyers on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Right, that's pretty much it from this week's Kiss 101 Breakfast podcast.
I feel it's been quite informative today.
Yes, I feel it has too. Do us a favour, during the next 7 days, or whenever you've downloaded this, send us an email and just let us know that you're listening. Because you know how when we're on the show in the morning time, people email us and they text us and they call us, and you know that there's some people there, even if it is 3 or 4 listeners, which is about right. But we don't know about podcast listeners.
Yeah.
We, for all we know, not a single person could download these, and we sit here every week putting loads of time into making them. For all we know, not a single person's downloading them. So if you could just send us an email and let us know you're there, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
But on the plus side, if no one's listening, we could be as libelous as we like.
That's just true. Mm. Let's do it. Be libelous. Let's say something libelous.
Kerry Katona's...
Jonathan Ross...
Russell Brand...
Tony Blair... That's a lot of bleeps. right, listen, we're back Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. on Kiss 101, 101 FM, 97.2 FM, DAB Digital Radio, on your iPhone and online at totalkiss.com/101. Merry weekend, or weekday, or whenever you're listening to this.
Or any other day. Any other festival you choose.
Except the 27th of May. I hope you're not having a good one of those, because that's a bad day.
Happy Diwali.
What?
Diwali.
What's is that? The 27th of May.
It's just the Hindu festival of light. That's what they have kind of instead of Christmas.
Huh. What's the 27th of May?
I don't know.
I just don't like that day.
I don't think that's anything.
Mm.
Somebody's birthday, I'm sure.
I could probably find out.
You could.
I can't really be bothered.
No, me neither. I need to lie down now.
Let's go make love.
Okay.
Kiss Breakfast, the podcast. Get more Monday to Friday from 6.